We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is coming up on 9:35, and our next segment features the Raleigh County Health Department and a big event they've got going on tomorrow. And joining us here to talk about it is Clinic Supervisor Aaron Price. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. This is a great event that takes place each year, and it's usually right around this time, late October. And it is called Oktfluberfest. Tell us what's going on tomorrow at the health department.
We will be holding a big clinic, and this is our annual Oktfluberfest, where flu vaccines are offered for all ages. So we'd love to have the community come out and join us. We will have games and prizes, a photo booth, and as well as pumpkins for any children that get vaccinated. So hopefully it makes it a little more fun than just going in to get a vaccine.
Absolutely, because it's no fun for the kids sometimes to get the little jab there on the shoulder.
No, it's quick, and we've got some fabulous nurses that can administer quickly and help take good care of your children. But prizes always help.
Absolutely. Well, and it's important. We hear so much on getting vaccinated against COVID, but we got flu season right around the corner, and some of the experts are saying this could be a little bit of a more active flu season than we've seen even since last year.
Certainly. With last year, when we had the mask mandates in place and people were social distancing, paying extra attention to hand hygiene, the flu activity was quite low in our community. However, this year it's expected to ramp up significantly. So October is the prime time to get your flu vaccine, and we've got we have vaccine available regardless of whether or not you have health insurance. It will be no cost for those who don't have health insurance.
Okay. So what do people need to bring with them tomorrow? Is there anything specific?
Yes. So we recommend that people sign up on the health department website. You will receive an email that has the paperwork that you can fill out. It also has information about the flu vaccine. So if you'll print that off, bring it with you, and as well as your insurance card, then we can get you through quickly whenever you arrive at Oktfluberfest.
Okay. Is it set up a certain way? Is it kind of like I know last year I think was maybe more drive-through, but do you have to park any specific place at the health department?
Yes. This year it's going to be held inside at the Family and Child Resource Center. So the address for that building is 2101 Claflin Road. You'll want to park in the lower entrance. There's about 50 parking spaces there, and then you'll head inside to the Weston Room. We'll have lots of signage to make it easy to know where to go.
Okay. Are you just doing the flu shots, or if people want to come get a COVID shot, can they do that as well?
This clinic is focused primarily on the flu vaccine, but we would be happy to get you scheduled and find another time for you to come in for COVID vaccines.
Okay, good to know there, a good piece of advice there. How many people do you guys have come out to this Oktfluberfest event?
Well, you know, it has varied significantly. Pre-COVID, upwards of 500 individuals would come out each year. Last year, it was lower. We were looking at about 250 individuals that came to our drive-through event. So we're hoping that number will really increase. We've got lots of fun things planned.
Okay. I always know people, whenever they get the flu shot, they're not sure how quickly it will protect you against any flu or different strains. Can you tell us more about the vaccine that you guys have on hand?
Absolutely. So we have three different types of vaccines. We have one called high dose that is indicated for individuals who are 65 years of age and older. We also have the standard vaccine, Fluarix, which is available for anyone ages 6 months and older. And then we also have one called FluBlock, and it's manufactured in a different way than the other vaccines. It's not grown in eggs, and it is recommended for people with egg allergies or those who have underlying health conditions that haven't yet turned 65.
Okay, good to know. And, you know, some people are hesitant to get these. You know, maybe it's a fear of needles. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's a fear of getting sick after the flu shot. I know some people experience different side effects. Everyone's different.
Yes. And I think a common misconception is that the flu vaccine can give you the flu. The vaccines that we offer at the health department, there is no live virus in these vaccines. So you can't actually get the flu from being vaccinated. What can happen is that your immune system is activated, and in response, you can feel poorly. But that's actually a really good sign that your immune system is responding the way that it should. You know, if you have a headache or a mild fever, those are signs of inflammation that your body is developing immunity so that you will be protected from influenza this season.
Okay, very good. And again, Aaron Price joining us here, clinic supervisor at the Riley County Health Department. People can come out to the Oktoberfest 3 to 6:30 tomorrow out at the Riley County Health Department Family and Child Resource Center, 2101 Claflin Road. Any other details that we should know about tomorrow's event?
We'll have paperwork on site, but if you bring it with you, it will definitely expedite the process. And if you have it, please bring your insurance card with you.
Okay. And it doesn't matter whether you're zero or 102, you can come get your flu shot.
Exactly. We have vaccine for all ages, and to make it a little more fun, games, prizes, and pumpkins.
Okay. Very good. Good to know. Riley County Health Department joining us here, Aaron Price, the clinic supervisor. Well, we sure appreciate it, and we hope you guys have a very successful event tomorrow, and let's get the people vaccinated against the influenza here as we get into the fall.
Yes, definitely. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day, everybody.
All right. Appreciate it, Aaron. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from some members of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition about a neat event they've got going on this Sunday. They're kicking it off, and we'll preview that coming up next on In Focus News Radio KMAN.